much.
So?
I'm just the figurehead because of my good looks and well dressed.
Nice shoes, by the way. Well, I encourage any questions, or I'll just, you know.
Tell us about the blues scene in Jersey. Are you pretty much all over the East Coast, or?
We get around,
you're all over the country, or are you just?
Mostly stay on the East Coast. We travel. Though. I also travel with another blues singer songwriter that goes to Nashville quite a bit, and I travel with him, Peter Carp. But the scene is kind of, you know, slow as in most areas. At Jump Time, my band that I regularly gig with is six pieces, so I'm kind of limited with where we're going to play. But we get up and down the coast and with festivals and stuff. And I travel a lot teaching. I'm sorry?
You book your own gigs?
Pretty much, yeah.
How long have you been doing this all together?
Playing.
As opposed to professionals?
Yeah, both.
Well, I've been playing, I guess. What did you have on your card? 14 years? I guess around 14 years I've been playing. I started teaching, I think, when I was playing for about 2 years. And, I started my band in 98. I don't know how long, 7 years ago, I guess. Yeah. Seems like I've been doing it forever.
How old were you when you started?
The art. 10. No. I was, 18, I think, around there.
You looked exactly the same.
I did, thank you very much. Thank you, Buzz. Al,
yes.
What were you going to say before?
You're the king of the low art.
No, after that.
You're the greatest.
Oh,
you going for three CDs or what? He needs gas.
Hey, keep your eye on that heart, man.
I almost had it, Eric.
Have you ever played in Europe?
I haven't, no.
No?
No, I haven't. I'd like to.
They're going to invite you, probably.
I hope so. I had actually a few invites and nothing ever panned out. And I'm booking most of the gigs myself.
Go to
so
Poland. That's the best country to play.
Really? I'll go. Send me an invitation.
I can make it for you.
Let's do it. Joe?
Would you make a casual list of like the 10 most important recordings that have had an influence on you?
Ooh, good question.
What do you listen to?
Well, I can remember listening to An Offer You Can't Refuse for the first time and really be blown away by that. You know, that stands out almost more than anything. The first record I heard was Harp Attack, but that was like the first blues record I ever heard with Cotton and Wells, I'm sure you guys know that. And I was just kind of blown away in general by, you know, harp playing, because I had just heard rock and roll harp players at the time. But as far as playing that really inspired me, you know, Big Walter's An Offer You Can't Refuse was a big eye-opener. The Best of Little Walter, which was the, you know, the first full-length Little Walter record I had. What by George Smith? I can't remember. I had Arkansas Trap that had the song Blue Fog on it, which really kind of blew me away. That was one of the first George Smith records I had. And his playing on that Sunnyland Slim record. What's it? Slim's Got His Thing Going On? His playing on that,
it's up there.
Yeah, it's up behind you.
Second row
right,
down, all the way on the right.
Right. Yeah, that stuff blew me away as well. And also the Chicago Blues Today series, especially the James Cotton stuff, the Jimmy Cotton stuff. That stuff still... It's still some of my favorite stuff.
Jimmy Cotton Quartet.
Yeah, that stuff is monstrous. You know, a few other things. The first time I heard Paul Delay, I was really knocked out.
That's really funny because, see, that's the same CD that Rick Estrin was talking about.
Which one?
The Chicago the Blues Today Jimmy Cotton on it.
Yeah, that's something.
But I'm confused.
Here we go. Get ready.
Segue into something.
You don't sound like any of those other harmonica players.
I heard Big Walter. I heard Big Walter, definitely.
How come what? How come I don't sound like those guys?
You're not listening to jazz or anything, are you?
Oh, well, you know.
Look at this.
He set that up.
Wardell Gray in the back.
That's right, Wardell Gray. I'm a big Lester Young fan. I love Lester Young. So, you know. Ben Webster, Lester Young may be my favorite musician of all time, along with Charlie Christian and Pee Wee Russell. But I'm just a big fan of that saxophone sound from the 40s, where swing was meeting, you know, blues and swing and a little bit of bop thrown in there. I listened to a lot of horn players. But, I mean, I still, you know, I listened to great harp players as well. Don't stop listening to blues harmonica, as someone had recently said.
Just the things like that.
Who were those guys that you're saying? You're saying 40s?
Sax players. Yeah. You know, I mean, Lester Young's my favorite. He's,
Lester Young. Right?
Yeah, if any musician does not know Lester Young, then you don't really know music.
He considered himself a blues man.
And he had his own band?
Well,
he was only with Basie.
He recorded a lot.
Yeah, he recorded a lot. He was with Basie in the 30s, and did some great stuff behind Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson's band, I believe it was. In the 30s, late 30s as well. And in the 40s, he started doing recordings under his own name, and there's a whole string of them. There's a series on Blue Moon label, a label from Spain. It's got like 6 volumes of Lester Young small group sessions. There's also a Verve CD set, the Verve Ears, which is great. You know, I mean, there's a whole list of sax players that are very bluesy that will kind of fit the...
I'm familiar with like Prysock and those guys.
Sure.
You know, who are
sure.
The,
yeah, he's like more than rock and roll.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Definitely. Yeah. Lester Young, you know, I mean, he's definitely one of the forefathers of the tenor sax, like along with Coleman Hawkins. But they're totally different schools of playing music. I prefer Lester Young's style myself.
And so you're pulling a lot of licks out of this stuff, or?
Yeah, and just...
Or just getting the feel, kind of...
I've copped licks, and I also just love his sense of musicianship, his phrasing, his tone, just the way he plays. I mean, you know, to me it doesn't really get much better. There's this whole slew of sax players. If you just know Red Prozek and you love him, you know, I don't know if you know, if you're familiar with Illinois Jaquette, who was recently passed away.
You know, I just don't know... Much
right.
of the jazz stuff.
Talk to you later, Maureen.
I'll edumacate you.
Yeah.
There's a whole slew of Jimmy Forrest, Willis Jackson, Gene Ammons, Ben Webster, Ike Quebec.
Everything that those guys did.
And so
you
bootlegged all these things from the public library, I take it, right?
Sure. Actually, I used to go to the library and get LPs from the library. Back when they had LPs at the library. Yeah, yeah. I burn most of my LPs on CD now instead of buying the CDs. But the CDs go out of print real quick now, so be careful. If you see something on CD that you really want, you should get it. Because CDs have a tendency to go out of print quickly, unfortunately.